تلطفني يا ريح بالمدينة.
Sometimes I think, how many books are there all over the world? Maybe a billion? 10 billion books written through history? It's difficult to guess. Philosophers, thoughts, debates and theories. Books are outstandingly massive human products. Of course, some of them contain the truth. I'm not even sure till now if that really exists. I mean the complete truth, the absolute truth. What I know for sure that this simply can hardly come from another man.
What is the source of the Quran?
El milagro del Corán, un libro de milagros científicos.
Look around. Think with your own minds, logically, without being biased.
There are only three alternatives. If we falsify two of them, then we are proving the third. Either the Quran is a revelation from God, or a revelation from Satan, the devil, or authored by a human being, whether Prophet Muhammad or someone else. First, let's discuss the first alternative. Can the Quran be a revelation from Satan? Had Satan write the Quran or reveal the Quran to Prophet Muhammad, he would have not cursed himself in every other page. He would not ask people to say the truth and be merciful and kind to their neighbors and kind to their parents. I think he would have told people to tell lies and fornicate and steal. It is among the Islamic traditions and the instructions of Prophet Muhammad to ask refuge with Allah from Satan, the cursed Satan. So it cannot be from Satan. The third alternative, which is, can the Quran be a product of a human being, whether Prophet Muhammad or someone else? Let's discuss the first one. Can it be a product of Prophet Muhammad? Can he be the author of the Quran? If you think about it, Prophet Muhammad was an Arab who was sent in the beginning to the Arabs with an Arabic Quran. Why would he intimidate the Arabs by naming one long chapter of the Quran after a Jewess, an Israelite, Mary, the mother of Jesus, son of Mary, peace be upon him? He could have named it Khadija, after his beloved wife, or Fatima, after his beloved daughter. Who can tell me few verses from the chapter Khadija or Fatima or Amina, his mother? No one, because there is no any chapter in the Quran named after any even Arab woman.
And if this Quran was the innovation of him, I mean Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings upon him, as some have claimed, then he would have made mistakes, or he would even be disabled, or even just ignored and disregarded all or most of these scientific facts. It's quite amazing. The one who was given revelation with these divine words of Quran was an illiterate.
Also, there are many verses in the Quran that are disciplining Prophet Muhammad himself. One whole chapter is called Abasa, which means he frowned. And it's about an incident that happened, that Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, was in an important meeting with the leaders of Quraysh, his biggest enemy, the tribe of Quraysh, trying to convince them to live peacefully with Muslims and to accept this new religion and to abstain from worshipping the idols and to abstain from discriminating against women and slaves. So it was an important meeting, and one of his companions heard his voice, and he was a blind man. So he came to Prophet Muhammad telling him, "Oh Prophet of Allah, give me an advice." So when the Prophet saw him, he felt like it's not time for this. So the Prophet frowned and he turned his face and he kept talking to the leaders of Quraysh, and the man understood that he is in an important meeting and he left. That's all. If you think about it, you don't find that the Prophet did anything wrong. But the verses descended on him from heaven saying,
عَبَسَ وَتَوَلَّى أَن جَاءَهُ الْأَعْمَى وَمَا يُدْرِيكَ لَعَلَّهُ يَزَّكَّى أَوْ يَذَّكَّرُ فَتَنْفَعَهُ الذِّكْرَى.
Nay, this is a reminder. Don't you ever do this again. And actually, if you think about it, the man was blind. He never even knew that the Prophet frowned except from the Quran. The Prophet even never meant to hurt his feelings. And his feelings were not even hurt.
Maybe if it was up to Muhammad, I think it would be logical when he corrects himself for something that everybody thought was wrong. Something that caused a problem. At that point, he would amend it and say this is the divine correction. That makes sense. But why would he do that about something that no one considered as wrong?
Something that nobody even saw happening.
How can he say so about himself? How can he be disciplining himself like that? Also take into consideration that his name was not mentioned in the Quran except 5 times.
It's also intriguing that the Holy Quran is the only book on earth that never had the author's name written on its cover.
Now let's discuss the possibility of the Quran being authored by another human being, not Prophet Muhammad himself also. No human being can be the author of the Quran for so many reasons. Number one, the Quran predicted future events. The Quran has a miraculous scientific aspect. The Quran has a miraculous linguistic aspect. And the Quran has a miraculous legislative aspect. Let's talk about the first one, predicting future events. There are events in the Quran like the Romans being able to regain their land and defeat the Persians after being defeated. There's a whole chapter in the Quran called the Romans, and it starts like that. The Romans has been defeated, but very soon they will be victorious. It's like saying today that the USSR, the Soviet Union, will come back within very few years, and defeat the United States of America. If anyone says so now, people will say that it's crazy. At that time, the Roman Empire was collapsing. They were losing their territories to the Persians. Egypt was invaded by the Persians, and most of the territories ruled by the Roman Empire. At that time, the verses of the Quran were descending on Prophet Muhammad, saying and challenging people by saying, the Romans are defeated, but within few years, they will be victorious. I think this proves easily that it is not his own handiwork.
El Corán ha dejado muchos retos. El mayor de ellos es el de leerlo.
The Quran, in its very first 2 pages, it is challenging the reader to find any discrepancies.
وَإِن كُنتُمْ فِي رَيْبٍ مِّمَّا نَزَّلْنَا عَلَىٰ عَبْدِنَا فَأْتُوا بِسُورَةٍ مِّن مِثْلِهِ وَدَعُوا شُهَدَاءَكُمْ
And in Surah Al-Isra, chapter called the Isra, verse 88, the Quran is challenging the Arabs, the masters of the Arabic language, the masters of poetry, to bring a Quran like it. but they couldn't. And then they were challenged again, and they were given a discount when they couldn't bring a Quran like it. The Quran told them in the chapter Hud,
أَمْ يَقُولُونَ افْتَرَاهُ قُلْ فَأْتُوا بِعَشْرِ سُوَرٍ مِثْلِهِ مُفْتَرَيَاتٍ وَادْعُوا مَنِ اسْتَطَعْتُمْ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ
Bring 10 chapters only. And still they couldn't. So they were given a further discount. In Surah Al-Baqarah, bring one chapter if you can, and the Quran says, and you will not be able to do so. Let me tell you that we have some chapters in the Quran that are extremely short. One chapter called Al-Kawthar is only 10 words. So the Quran is challenging them to come up with 10 words like this, with this beautiful style, with this amazing style, and they couldn't.
There are so many ways you can dazzle a simple nation just living in the desert. Why would you choose their point of strength? Mainly language and literature, and challenge them in what they excel in.
Also, there is the miraculous legislative aspect of the Quran. Because at that time, the Roman and the Greek reformers, they were trying to come up with good legislations that reform the life of people, and people can follow and have a good life. And they did beautiful things. But if you read them today, you may laugh. The Quran at that time came down with an amazing legislation that can save the world today and solve its problems. Let me give you just one example. According to the Islamic finance rulings, it is not allowed to deal with securitization in the stock market or selling loans by loans.
Would this really cause a problem for some tribes that were living in the desert back then?
Those two things led 20 million people to lose their jobs in the recession of 2008, just in Europe and in the United States of America.
El Sagrado Corán es un milagro perceptible y semántico. Los profetas anteriores a profeta Muhammad, la paz y las bendiciones sean con él, recibieron por parte de Dios milagros perceptibles, es decir, tangibles por los sentidos, que sirvieron de pruebas para su profecía. Por ejemplo, conocemos el milagro de la vara de Moisés, el milagro de Abraham rescatado del fuego, los milagros de la curación de los leprosos y la resurrección de los muertos por la parte del profeta Jesús, hijo de María. La paz y las bendiciones de Dios sean con todos ellos. Estos milagros fueron permitidos por Dios. El profeta Muhammad, la paz y las bendiciones de Dios sean con él, también recibió este tipo de milagros perceptibles. Entre ellos están la división de la luna, la multiplicación de la comida y el agua que brotó de sus dedos para dar de comer y beber a sus compañeros, así como la capacidad de hablar con las piedras, los animales y los árboles.
I know there are some miracles mentioned in the books of Islam, but they were never mentioned as proofs of the truthfulness of Islam or the prophethood of Muhammad. But Muslims are evidencing proofs so far beyond this. A book.
Es por ello que el Sagrado Corán es también un milagro semántico que se reflexiona con el intelecto y permanece aún después de la vida de Muhammad, la paz y las bendiciones de Dios sean con él. Es un milagro para leerse, meditarse e investigarse desde las diferentes ciencias y sus avances. Es decir, que es un milagro comprobable en cada tiempo y por todo aquel que ejerza su capacidad de intelección. Podríamos decir que es un milagro renovable, es decir, que en cada época de avance del conocimiento científico encontramos nuevas caras y perspectivas de lectura del texto coránico como milagro.
Logically, this sounds convincing, but scientifically, I need more evidence concerning these scientific facts that you claim they were mentioned in the Quran. If it was really revealed from God, It should be so clear and certain. We only need absolute and decisive scientific facts. You cannot only base our decision on guessing or coincidence.
As-salam.